Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so apparently Jesse James has this very unique fetish, okay? And again, I'm not judging. Y'all do what you want to, man. Get as freaky as you want. You're not hurting anybody. I just thought this was really strange.
Mm-hmm. But if it's weird, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a little unusual for sure. And he's not the only one that totally digs pedal pumping.
What is that? Is.
You guys heard about this?
No.
Pedal pumping is, it's a woman in a, has to be a muscle car or truck. The door is open so you can see inside of the truck. Mm-hmm. And she's either dressed in shorts or a bikini or something that's to where you could see her legs. And all she does is press down on the accelerator of the car and rev the engine over and over and over again.
So you just see these legs doing that in a cool car.
Right.
Okay.
You hear the sound of the engine.
Yeah, you hear the sound of the engine. And it's basically close-ups of the legs pushing down on the pedals.
And there's like videos online of this or something?
There's a ton of them.
Really?
A ton of them.
You know that. You know that's not the strangest thing that she does.
I can imagine.
There is a story out. I'll see if I can find it, but I'll see if I can do it from... I'll try to do it by memory until I can locate it. But I thought, because you said pedal, I thought you were going to refer to this thing. She's in a video of her and another woman, and it's a close-up of their feet, and they are playing with flowers with their feet. And she has done a series of those.
People are weird.
Including like arranging them and lining them up. There's also a video of her. Mm-hmm. There's also a video of her and another girl.
Taking seemingly innocent things and making them, you know, sexual.
Like what makes that sexual? Like
yeah, how does that
the psychology
even
behind it sort of interests me more than anything else. Like what happened as a child or as a young person to make that hot to you?
Yeah.
Make that, yeah. And then the other one is her.
Because the pedal pushing I can understand because that's like... You know, a kid fantasy, you know, you get your muscle car and you get your hot chick in the car and you're revving the engine and it's like going to lead to something, you know, so I could at least see somewhere in that. Mm-hmm. But walking in flowers, I don't get that.
And arranging them with your feet.
Mm-hmm. And the other one was in goop, like not jello wrestling, like a thick jello like goop. And it's two girls and they are in the goop.
Gross. Like Ghostbusters, like goop?
Yes.
Like that Nickelodeon stuff?
You can't do that on television, goop?
Weird.
Yes. Well, it's a heavier goop because the video is of them getting out of it. And then once they get out of it, a spider appears and scares them, and the video ends.
Whoa.
Weird. Yeah,
whatever. You're in your own thing.
You know
that's your thing. That's your thing. That's cool.
There's a part of me that just, there's a part of me that thinks there's people out there, it'd be like Jeff. Like, let me find the most random thing and see if people catch on and pretend like this is some turn on and it's not. But people like a million hits. Like, oh my God, you're right.
Hey,
no, what? I was just making a joke.
Hannah, hold on one sec, okay?
I almost forgot my favorite one. She's in a giant fetish video where they take videos of men and they use like, you know, technology or whatever. And here's a screenshot of one, Jen. So you can describe it. But that is a fetish video with a guy who wanted to be in it.
So women look giant compared to the men?
Mm-hmm.
Really? There's a woman's foot who's about to step on the little man.
Like he's an ant. So they'll insert you in the video and then make a woman a giant around you, and she'll flick you off her shoulder and step on you.
And that's a turn-on.
Where does this come from?
I don't know, dude. But, you know, like I said, whatever you're into, you're into.
I'd say y'all are weird.
You're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting anybody.
It is a little.
Get your freak on. You're not hurting anybody.
It's a little strange.
Pump those pedals. Good morning, Hannah. You're on Q100 High.
Save that, by the way.
I have a girlfriend who does something really, really, really crazy. She actually pops balloons, like blows them up and pops them.
And it turns her on.
Paid like $100 an hour for it.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you, there are these crazy like fetish websites that you can go on and you blow up balloons. And this is what she does. She blows up balloons and she just pops them.
Does she have to wear a sexy outfit or anything? Or is it just her in her random clothes?
Just whatever.
Really?
It doesn't matter. It's just the action of blowing a balloon and popping them.
Strange. It is a recession.
Strange.
Strange. Do you know where that all started? Like, how that started to become, like, a turn-on?
No, I don't know. I just think people are weird. Like, I think the giant woman thing is crazy, but popping balloons is pretty weird, too.
Yeah. Well, you remember that one shocking one we had?
Really bizarre.
That really shocking one we had on the air that one day of the dude wanted the woman to spit cheese on his shoes or something, right?
Bite cheese, chew it, and spit it on his shoes.
That's gonna make me sick.
Right? She hired him to spit cheese
on the shoe. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
And that's supposed to turn somebody on.
I mean, I will agree with Jeff. I will agree with Bert that, you know, if it keeps you from, you know, hurting somebody else,
do your thing.
You know,
pop your balloons.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. But if you're a friend of mine and I find out you do that,
you're not my friend.
I'm judging you.
I'm holding you.
I'm talking about you behind your back.
Yeah, differently.
I'm gonna give you relentless crap about it. Sure. But go ahead, do your own thing. Mm-hmm. As long as it's keeping you away from my wife, it's cool.
Just so you know, when you walk away and you hear me whispering, it's about you. If you're okay with that, I'm okay with that.
I'm gonna watch the movie Up in a whole new light with all those balloons.
Oh no.
Kids movie, Melissa.
No.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Freaked out.
I'm just calling to see if you guys heard of the fluffy or plushy fetish where they people dress up as stuffed animals and then take on the persona of the person, the animal, and then they have these parties.
Furries.
And it's like a sexual thing.
Furries, right. Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah. And then you've got those people that dress up like animals, and you have the people that dress up as mascots, too, man.
It's like, really, it's disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
It's not disturbing.
It's strange. With furries?
It's weird. Furries,
that's not even weird. That's like a character.
It's weird, but there's something tapped into your childhood, and I think that's weird.
I say, you know what, if you're not hurting anybody else, go ahead and get your gopher outfit.
I'm not saying don't do it.
You just won't be a participant.
No.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
I don't want to know that you're out there.
How long do you have to be going out with somebody before you say to them where you're comfortable enough to say, look, I would really dig it if you dressed up as a chicken tonight?
Oh, no.
Save that. Yes.
How many people for Easter, how many bunnies are getting it on? Like for Easter.
God. Oh, in honor of Easter. Melissa, bunny is a religious holiday.
What if we just did
and the Easter bunny is a symbol of that religious holiday and your chocolate eggs. Right.
Here's Chris.
You dress up as Jesus and I'll dress up as Easter bunny and we'll go at it.
You can't bring Jesus into it, too.
Where did the bunny come from?
Hold on. Let's stay on track here. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, dude?
There's this weird, internet fetish where guys like to look at fully clothed women sitting in food, and it's called Sploshing.
What kind of food are they sitting in?
It doesn't matter. It's like spaghetti or like chipped beef. It really doesn't matter. Whatever. Beef.
And fully clothed.
Yes, just fully clothed. No nudity.
Like again, I want to bring you back to you're starting to date somebody for the very first time.
Wow.
How many weeks do you have to be going out with somebody before you say it would really turn me on if you sit in chipped beef for a while for me?
Keep your clothes on, honey. Keep your clothes on.
And how
just
in love
in
do you have to be with the guy to go, okay, if you dig it, I'm sitting in chipped beef.
There's not enough love to sit in chipped beef. Trust me.
We've just got too much time on our hands in this country.
Wendy, you need to be a little more open-minded.
We got too much money and too much time on our hands.
I think people are freaky.
Don't knock splashing till you try it.
save that.
Yes.
I don't care. Use that all you want. 9 people in Atlanta know what splashing is.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
And now I'm one of them. Crap.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
When I was in high school, I was a DJ, right? So I used to DJ at clubs and stuff, with hanging out with older people and stuff like that. I met this girl at this industrial club, stuff like Marilyn Manson and stuff like that. They had some weird stuff going on. So I met this girl. She seemed pretty innocent. I mean, she's a little bit older, but, I didn't think anything of it. So I went to her house. We were just supposed to watch a movie and, have some pizza. So we ordered Domino's, had the pizza, and she wasn't eating. So I'm like, hey, aren't you hungry? What's going on? She's like, no, go ahead and finish. So I go ahead, keep eating, scarf down like 3 slices. And then she's like, can you give me a favor? Once I was done eating, and she was like, I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And she's like, well, do you think you can chew the pizza while drinking Sprite and then warm it up in the microwave?
What?
And I was like, yeah, exactly.
What you had just chewed?
Yeah, I already had ate 3 slices of pizza, right? And she wanted me to chew up these other, the remaining pizza for her to eat, but first she wanted me to chew it.
Like you're Stop like it. You're her mama bird, and you've got to chew it, and then
that's called birding.
Yeah, it's kind of like regurgitation,
birding.
Right?
Regurgitation.
Yeah, so,
Oh my god!
That's gnarly.
Did you do it?
Go ahead. I want to hear the rest of it.
Oh well, yeah. So I mean, I'm thinking to myself, she's hot, but there's no way. I was laughing at first. I was like, really? And she was like dead serious.
Her thing was to have other people chew their food. And
Pre-chewed food.
Pre-chewed food with Sprite. It was specific. And then after that, I was like, what else do you do? How do you get people to do this? Secondly, what kind of things are on the menu or something like that, So she started telling me, what she liked. She liked certain things from Olive Garden with wine, and she liked... hamburgers with I don't know what it's called, but I just thought I'd share that because it was I was like 15, she was like 19.
She must have been super hot, hot, right?
She was, but I didn't do it, man. I stood back and I was just like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. First of all, I don't even feel comfortable chewing it and then spitting it out and then going to heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, that's all pretty advanced stuff for a 15-year-old.
That's pretty advanced stuff for a 40-year-old.
Yeah. Fascinating, man. Okay, one more call here. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you today?
All right,
disturbed.
How are you? Yeah.
So, one of the things I wanted to tell you is that the foot with the flowers thing, that's more a foot fetish than the flower fetish thing.
Oh, I see.
People want to see the feet doing things, actually.
So it doesn't matter where the feet are. It's the fact that the feet are in the video.
Yes, it's all about the feet.
Okay.
So it can be anything. So long as the feet are bare, then that's the turn on of the whole thing?
Exactly. Wine stomping is like one of a big foot fetishes.
It's wine stomping.
Wine stomping, of course, man.
We're always...
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane... Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.